Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about God's timing and my timing. We talked a little bit about that yesterday in the powerful devotional from New Morning Mercies devotional book by Paul David Tripp, but I want to expand on it a little better. And he was looking at the Lord's Prayer yesterday. We kind of studied that and hung out there in Matthew about the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 14. But we'll look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, just a really powerful passage of scripture that over the last few years just really has. I have felt led to go back quite often and just kind of spend some time reading that. Subheading in my Bible says, a time for everything. It says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain, a time to search, and a time to give up, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to mend, a time to be silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. I don't know, as I was reading that, was there one of those sentences there, one of those verses there in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, that kind of resonated in your heart? You're like, oh man, that's where I'm at today, Greg. Oh, I just so could relate to that. A time to be born and a time to die. My good friend Tommy Lanham and Tammy Lanham, who's one of my wonderful teammates with Hope Is Here, who is our digital communications director, handles our website, the podcast, and our weekly email blast, just does a phenomenal job, and the YouTube page, just does a great, great job. She's a wonderful teammate, and her father-in-law, Tommy Lanham, precious mom, and we've had Tommy as a guest every year. We have him at least for two or three programs because he's such a great communicator of hope. His buzzword, mine's hope. His favorite word is enthusiasm, and as followers of Jesus, we should have that. But unfortunately, Tommy's mom, she entered the gates of heaven, and it's fortunate for her, obviously, she wouldn't trade places. She's there with my dad now. But unfortunately for Tommy and his siblings and Tammy and the grandchildren, man, they miss her. But there is a time to be born and a time to die. We all know that we're going to do that. We're all going to, unfortunately, we're going to face death. But the good part is, follow Jesus, that's not the end. And, you know, don't talk a lot about that on Hope Is Here, but I want to make sure that you're prepared to meet God. I had a gentleman that called recently to meet with me, and he just said, yeah, I need to rededicate my life. I've kind of wandered off from the path. And it was great to have a conversation with him, and as we talked about some things in his life, just had a time of prayer, of confession and submission, and most of all, rededication. I know that God heard that prayer. And this gentleman, he's seen several seasons of life, so, you know, he's not sure how much time he has left. His health is pretty good, but still, he was over the age of 60, and, you know, we never know. I mean, people die, unfortunately, in children, which just grieves me every day, but this guy said, you know, as I'm approaching almost 70, I just want to make sure I'm right with God. And I'm just so thankful that, you know, that was on his heart to do that, because there is a time to be born and a time to die. But I'm also so reminded that when I see a precious baby and the little precious little toes and fingers and just their little toenails and fingernails, I just think how much God loved us that his one and only son, Jesus, came into this world like this in the form of a baby. And so just be encouraged by that today, friends, to know that even with death, that there's also, new birth. And I know that there's so many challenges in our world, but man, there's a lot of good young people out there still. And just be encouraged by that. Or maybe you're kind of like the second part of verse 2, a time to plant and a time to uproot. Maybe this is time for you to kind of, you know, do something new in this season of life. One of the things that I just started doing a few weeks ago, I shared about it last week, I started doing a mastermind group with three other people, and we are going through the book by John Maxwell, wonderful book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And it has just been really just a breath of fresh air reading this book. It's kind of forcing me to grow and kind of open my mind and heart again and see what things are going well in my life, but maybe some areas where I need to tweak. So I'd really encourage you, if you're looking for a read this upcoming summer and you want to kind of grow a little bit with just different areas of your life. John Maxwell is a former pastor, so it's all biblically based, and there is some scripture, but it's more type of a self-leadership book, a way just to kind of evaluate your own life. But I think you'd enjoy it. So I've been looking at that. What are some things that a time to plant, but also what are some things that I need to uproot, as it says in the second part of verse 2 in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, a time to plant and a time to uproot. What is it that I need to eliminate? One of the things I'm working on doing is trying to get rid of some junk. We all have maybe, you know, some junk in our house or garage, just closets, things like that. And just feel like God said, you know, it's kind of time to clean house a little bit. And so I'm looking at doing that as we get into the spring cleaning thing. And, man, I'm excited about it. Not to do it, but just how much better I know I'll feel. And part of that came from reading that book. You know, verse 3 of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says that there's a time to heal. And maybe you're in a season of just healing. Maybe you're just grieving a loss. It could be a loss of a spouse, a loss of a relationship. Maybe you weren't married, but you've been in a relationship dating with somebody and you lost that. A loss of a friendship. Man, those really, really hurt, don't they? A loss of a job. A loss of a life the way you thought it was going to turn out. I think we all have visions and plans of how we think life was going to turn out, and I think we can all agree that for most of us, we're not could we be, or not where we would be, or where we even should be. And yet, I'm so thankful to know that, you know what, God is with us. And he restores what the locusts have eaten. I've seen him do that in my life over and over again. And God loves to restore and replenish and cause new things to happen in our lives. And I want to encourage you to stand by that today and stand on that today. As you look at verse 4, it talks about a time to weep and a time to laugh. And, you know, man, there's a guy that's in a pastor at Gardenside Christian Church and has Hope Is Here ministry. That's what God's called me to do, to listen and to help encourage. And I always tell people they start to cry quite often when I'm doing one-on-one meetings. And I always share with them this, that, you know, my only rule is that I'm allowed to cry too. And there have been some times that I've done that, just over hurting for somebody, and maybe can relate to a time when I had that same painful event that they've gone through with them. And just knowing what that pain's like. But you know what? I've also tried to be really intentional about a time to laugh. The Bible tells us in Proverbs, a cheerful heart is good medicine to the soul. And I actually went and saw one of my favorite comedians, Tim Hawkins. He was actually doing one of his events at a church in Somerset. And, you know, it was a little over an hour drive. But I just said, you know what? If I'm going to be intentional and I'm going to practice what I preach or teach, okay, I need to do that. And so I was glad to go attend that and got some really good laughs. And just we have to be intentional sometimes, friends, to laugh. And I'm trying to find something every day, at least one or two things to laugh about. And sometimes I have to be intentional about doing that. And we all have friends that kind of make us laugh and have great sense of humor. And I'm trying to find ways to spend more time with them because life can be really hard, right? And I just think we have to be intentional sometimes about finding a time to laugh. And Yo goes on to say about a time to mourn and a time to dance. And we kind of talked about that grieving earlier, but man, having a time to dance and rejoice. And just got a wonderful blessing the other day in my life. And it was just such a blessing and just more than I ever could have hoped, dreamed, or imagined. And I just went through the day several times just saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I think that's one of those things. I mean, we can physically dance. There's nothing wrong with that. And got a good friend that, man, she loves to do that, Miss Beverly Coleman. And, man, she had hip replacement in December, and yet she's already working out and trying to get trained for a 5K in May, and just amazing. And she likes to dance, and you know, inspires me, because I'm like, you know what? We need to dance more in life. We need to dance more. And I think back to that movie Footloose back in the 80s, classic about them wanting to have a dance. And man, we gotta make sure, even as adults, that we make time to dance, to enjoy life, and go. Goes also on to say in Ecclesiastes that, you know, there's a time to search and a time to give up. And, you know, friends, there's been times that I have chased things and just kept going on and on. And, you know, really just at some point just said, you know, God, I just got to give that to you. And even though I don't understand why this didn't happen or work out, sometimes it's okay to give up. It's not a sign of weakness. And trust me, is a type A personality and was raised with wonderful parents. And I don't think giving up is the first option. It's not the second option. It's not even the third option. But sometimes there comes a time where you just say, okay, you know what? Instead of banging our head against the wall and keep trying over and over to make something that happened that obviously just doesn't seem like it's meant to be, it's okay to give up. If there's somebody listening today, you're like, man, I've been waiting for somebody to say that for a long, long time, Greg. I really have. I've been waiting for a long time for somebody to tell me, you know what? It's okay to give up and to quit. And you know what? If it wasn't the right thing, the right decision, should I say, you know what? God in His grace and mercy, if He has that for you, He will bring it back around again. I've seen him do it in my life before in situations. So, like I said, I want to be careful here. I want to make sure people don't hear me incorrectly. Make sure you hear me. I don't think quitting or giving up is the first option ever, okay? But I think there comes a point sometimes, if you have talked it over with at least three other people that you have a lot of respect for, and they are people that of sound character and knowledgeable about God's word, and share with you at in a situation and get their opinion on it, then it's okay to give up and to end something, okay, to quit. And a lot of times I find sometimes God's waiting to open a new door, a new window of your life, a new season of your life, as it talks about here in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, but He wants you to shut that door completely. And doesn't mean necessarily you got to burn a bridge, okay? You have to be careful there. Sometimes there is the great saying about, you know, burn the ships down. That means we're not leaving. We're all in. And, you know, there's definitely times for that, and sometimes you have to do things like that. But just know that God is working. And last but not least, I love in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 7, it says, a time to be silent and a time to speak. And that's one of the things I've been asking God a lot over the past years is, Lord, help me to know when to speak, and just help me to be a better listener. It talks about in James, be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry. And I don't hardly ever get angry, but that first part just to say, be quick to listen and slow to speak. And that part's the part I've really been focusing on, to be a better listener and to use my words wisely when I speak. We're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. I hope you'll read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.